minutes to read in reports from standing committees, 2 minutes to do bills on second reading that don't have amendments. I think we'll have a motion to lay back bills with amendments for one day. 12 bills on the consent list, and 1 bill on third reading without amendments. And I think we'll have a motion to lay the others back a day. Then we have 3 bills on general file that do, the first three do not have amendments. One is a 100-page bill. Okay.
Mr. Speaker.
So I'm thinking that we can probably, and then we got one other little kind of special thing at the end, and I think within an hour, we can probably get most of our work done. Mr. Majority Floor.
Mr. Speaker, we've readjusted the general file a little bit. The first three bills will be Senate File 133, 51, and 147. So we're not going to do that one bill that was going to need a lot of explanation.
That was Mr. Majority Floor Leader, 133, 51, and 147. Okay, we're at that order of business of reports from standing committees.
Senate File 77, introduced by Senator Bevout. Capital Oversight Group Membership, an act relating to state property and buildings. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 77, engrossed, Capital Oversight Group Membership, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendment. Ayes, Representative Burkhart, Larson, Nicholas, Schwartz, Walters. Noes, Representative Summers and Wilson. Signed, Representative Nicholas, Chairman. Senate File 50, introduced by Appropriations, Civics Educational Program, an act relating to state parks and cultural resources. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 4, Education, to whom was referred Senate File 50, engrossed, Civics Educational Programs, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Bovee, Brown, Flitner, Freeman, Hunt, Kinner, Northrop, Paxton, Piperinen. Signed, Representative Northrop, Chairman. Senate File 145, introduced by Senator Nethercutt. University of Wyoming and Community College Boards of Trustees, Chairman. An act relating to the University of Wyoming and Community College Board of Trustees. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 4, Education, to whom was referred Senate File 145, University of Wyoming and Community College Boards of Trustees, Chairman. Respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Bovee, Brown, Flitner, Freeman, Hunt, Kinner, Northrop, Paxton, Piperinen. Signed, Representative Northrop, Chairman. Senate File 146, introduced by Senator Nethercutt, Community College District Board Voting, an act relating to community colleges. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 4, Education, to whom was referred Senate File 146, Community College District Board Voting, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendment. Ayes, Representatives Bovee, Brown, Flitner, Freeman, Hunt, Kinner, Northrop, Paxton, Piperinen. Signed, Representative Northrop, Chairman. Senate File 94, introduced by Senator Driscoll, Franchise Business Relationships, an act relating to employment. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 7, Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, to whom was referred Senate File 94, Franchise Business Relationships, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Blackburn, Byrd, Edwards, Ayer, Furphy, Lindholm, Lone, Sweeney, Zwanitzer. Signed, Representative Zwanitzer, Chairman. Senate File 127, introduced by Senator Pappas, Exterior Residential Storm Damage Repair Contracts, an act relating to consumer protection. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, to whom was referred Senate File 127, engrossed, Exterior Residential Storm Damage Repair Contracts, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendment. Ayes, Representatives Byrd, Crank, Ayer, Gray, Henderson, Lindholm. Noes, Representatives Clausen, Greer, and Lautz. Signed, Representative Greer, Chairman. Senate File 156, introduced by Senator Perkins. State Government Efficiencies, an Act Relating to Administration of Government. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 156, engrossed. State Government Efficiencies respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Burkhart, Larson, Nicholas, Summers, Walters, Wilson, Schwartz, Noes, Schwartz. Signed, Representative Nicholas, Chairman. Senate File 89, introduced by Senator Landon. Presumptive Disability for Firefighters, an Act Relating to Labor and Employment. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom was referred Senate File 89, engrossed Presumptive Disability for Firefighters, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass with the following amendment. Ayes, Representatives Barlow, Clem, Dayton, Giroux, Hallinan, Halverson, Lone, McGuire, and Sweeney. Signed, Representative Barlow, Chairman. Senate File 167, introduced by Senator Bebout. Workers' Compensation Rate Discount, Modification and Credit, an Act Relating to Workers' Compensation. Mr. Speaker, your committee number 10, Labor, Health, and Social Services, to whom was referred Senate File 167, engrossed, Workers' Compensation Rate Discount, Modification and Credit, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Barlow, Clem, Dayton, Giroux, Hallinan, Halverson, McGuire, and Sweeney. No, Representative Lone. Signed, Representative Barlow, Chairman.
Representative Vice Chair Halverson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I have privilege of the floor?
Please proceed.
Thank you. In the gallery today, we have some of the finest youngsters of Wyoming. These are the students of the Wyoming Whammy Medical School. And let me introduce them. Brittany Christensen from Powell. Christopher Elbogen, Casper, Amanda Kinley from Wilson, Caleb Rivera from Cody, Tappy Gish from Laramie, Shay Lenoet, Casper, Olivia Rogers, Powell, Aaron Spurlock from Lander, J.C. Mikasel, Green River, Alexandra Gobble, Casper, Brittany Geckin, Cheyenne, Kevin Muller, Evanston, Jared Unangst, Casper, Dan Nichols, Lovell, Lauren Green, Casper, Glenn Clinton, Cody, Teal Jenkins, Laramie, Megan Olson, Cheyenne, and Peter Wilcox of Riverton. Give them all a huge hand.
Whammy students, we really appreciate you waiting around. I understand you were here this morning, and we had our schedules didn't quite get aligned, but we appreciate you hosting us for lunch. I think, as the vice chair said, I think the best and the brightest that Wyoming has to offer. And so when you come back to Wyoming with your degree, just think of all the beautiful places in this state. You can raise your kids and live the American dream. And so we are really proud of you, and we are looking forward to when you come back and really continue to build our state as you care for our people and serve on our school boards, and hopefully several of you will serve in the legislature and continue to build our state. So thank you and best wishes. We're very proud of you. Thank you. And I'll just say, you know, as a doctor in small-town Wyoming, you'll be the person. I mean, you'll deliver the babies. You'll be the person that speaks at graduations. You'll be the person that is kind of a key in our communities to hold us all together. So what an awesome opportunity. So we really look forward to your return back to Wyoming when your studies are complete. So thanks again. Okay, Ms. Representative Biteman.
Privilege of the floor, Mr. Speaker.
Please proceed.
Thank you. Since my friend from House District 6 isn't here to do the job, I would be happy to introduce the mayor, the good mayor of Glen Rock, Mr. Doug Frank, good friend of mine.
Representative Blake.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I was asked to make this announcement, but as chairman of the courtesy committee, make sure you bring your checkbooks back with you. All you freshmen may have never had to pay for your courtesy fund, but you have to pay for all those orange juices and donuts you've been eating. So make sure you bring your checkbooks back, and then we'll settle up later on. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Representative Guru.
Mr. Speaker, privilege of the floor.
Please proceed.
Mr. Speaker, not to belabor the point, I know everybody wants to get out of here and go home, but I have been very lucky. I have invited my family down to spend money in Cheyenne, and here they are, my wife Patty and my son Johnny and my daughter Malou, and they're right in front row. They're your three-person revenue hit squad, so right there.
Sounds good. You can stop in Casper on the way home. Welcome to the house. Thanks for loaning us your husband slash dad. He's doing a great job most of the time. Doing a great job. So thank you for being here. Any other announcements? We're at that order of business. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, I think we're on bills on second reading. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, pursuant to House Rule 7-3, I request that Senate files 14, 16, 44, 66, and 118 be laid back one day.
Absent objection, Senate file 14, 16, 44, 66, and 118 are laid back one additional day. Thank you. We have an objection. Representative Lindholm.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to object to Senate File 118 and Senate File 44 being laid back. I think those amendments are going to be withdrawn.
Okay, so absent objection, Senate File 14, 16, and 66 will be laid back one additional day. Thank you, Mr. Speaker Pro Tem. The first bill for our consideration is Senate File 27. The reading clerk will please read the bill.
Senate File 27, introduced by Travel, Recreation, Wildlife, and Cultural Resources. State Archives Amendments, an act relating to archives.
Senate File 27, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 44.
Senate File 44, introduced by Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, Speech, Pathology, and Audiology, an act relating to speech, pathology, and audiology.
We have an amendment. Representative Lindholm.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to withdraw second reading amendment to Senate File 44.
Second reading amendment number one has been withdrawn. Senate File 44, having been read two separate times, question is, shall a bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 56.
Senate File 56, introduced by Agriculture, State and Public Lands, and Water Resources. Omnibus Water Bill Planning, an act relating to water development projects.
Senate File 56, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 62.
Senate File 62, introduced by Labor, Health, and Social Services. Telepharmacy Amendments, an act relating to the practice of pharmacy.
Senate File 62, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 63.
Senate File 63, introduced by Labor, Health, and Social Services. Department of Family Services, statutory amendments. An act relating to the Department of Family Services.
Senate File 63, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 67.
Senate File 67, introduced by Labor, Health, and Social Services. CHIP, Program Amendments, an act relating to the Child Health Insurance Program.
Senate File 67, having been read two separate times, question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 69.
Senate File 69, introduced by Labor, Health, and Social Services. Small Employer Health Reinsurance Program Amendments, an act relating to insurance.
Senate File 69, having been read two separate times, question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 102.
Senate File 102, introduced by Senator Moniz. Board of County Commissioners, designee zoning certificates, an act relating to boards of county commissioners.
Senate File 102, having been read two separate times, question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 103. We're checking to see if we actually have 103. Let's pause for a moment. Senate File 103 was indefinitely postponed on Committee of the Whole yesterday. The next bill for our consideration is Senate File 118.
Senate File 118, introduced by Senator Dockstader. Food Freedom Act sales locations, an act relating to the Food Freedom Act.
We have an amendment. Chairman's want, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to withdraw second reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 118.
Second reading amendment number 1 to Senate File 118 has been withdrawn. Senate File 118 having been read two separate times. The question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. Last bill for our consideration is Senate File 126.
Senate File 126, introduced by Senator Coe. Guides and Outfitters, Penalties, an act relating to guides and outfitters.
Senate File 126, having been read two separate times, question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. We're on that order of business of bills on third reading consent list. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move the consent list consisting of the following bills. Senate File 36 is removed from the third reading regular up to the consent list. You can remove it before we go to voting on the consent list. So if anyone wants to remove that back to third reading, we can. So the third reading consent list consists of Senate File 36, 47, 48, 52, 59, 100, 154, and Senate Joint Resolution 2.
Would any member request that any of these bills be removed from the consent list? The reading clerk will read the bills through the enacting clause.
Senate File 36, introduced by State Commission on Statewide Education Accountability, Education, Leader Evaluation and Support, an act relating to education, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 47, introduced by Appropriations, State Institution Revenue Account, an act relating to state institutions, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 48, introduced by Senator Emmerich, Farm Loan Program Amendments, an act relating to farm loans, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 52, introduced by Appropriations, Fund Balance Definition, an act relating to administration of government, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 59, introduced by Senator Driscoll, Government Ethics, Clerks of the District Courts, an act relating to government ethics, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 100, introduced by Senator Scott, Limited Liability Companies, an act relating to limited liability companies, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate File 154, introduced by Senator Hastert, sex offender registration accessories, an act relating to sex offender registration, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming. Senate Joint Resolution 2, introduced by Senator Driscoll, federal land, wind, and solar energy revenue state share, a joint resolution requesting Congress to enact legislation requiring revenues received by the federal government from wind and solar energy developments on lands of the United States be shared equally with the state in which those developments are located, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Having been read three separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the House? The chief clerk will call the roll.
Roll call on the consent. Allen. Baker. Baker excused. Barlow excused. Biteman. Blackburn. Blake. Bovee. Brown. Burkhart. Byrd. Clausen excused. Clem. Connolly. Court. Crank. Dayton. Edwards. Eklund. Ayer. Flitner. Freeman. Furphy. Guru. Gray. Greer excused. Haley. Hallinan. Halverson. Henderson. Hunt. Jennings. Kinner. Kirkbride. Larson Lloyd. Larson Dan. Lindholm. Lone. Laux. McGuire. Madden. McKim. Miller. Nicholas. Northrup. Obermuller. Olson. Paxton. Pelkey. Pipirinen. Ponell. Ponell. Salazar. Schwartz. Schwartz excused. Summers. Steinmetz. Sweeney. Walters. Wilson. Winters. Zwanitzer. Mr. Speaker. Closing vote. Are there any changes? 55 aye, 5 excused. As for Senate File 36, are there any changes? Halverson. Aye to no. Jennings, aye to no. Lone, aye to no. Edwards, aye to no. Madden, aye to no. McKim, aye to no. Henderson, aye to no. Hallinan, aye to no. Wilson, aye to no. Miller, aye to no. Salazar, aye to no. Biteman, aye to no. Pipirinen, aye to no. Olson, aye to no. Gray, aye to no. Blackburn, aye to no. Eklund, aye to no. Further changes? Olson, no to aye. Blackburn, no to aye. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 44 aye, 15 no, 5 excused. As for House Bill 47, are there any changes? Closing vote. 47. Senate File 47. Lone, aye to no. Edwards, aye to no. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 53 aye, 2 no, 5 excused. As for Senate File 48, are there any changes? Madden, aye to no. Brown, aye to no. Further changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 53 aye, 2 no, 5 excused. As for Senate File 52, are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 55 aye, 5 excused. As for Senate File 59, are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 55 aye, 5 excused. As for Senate File 100, are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 55 aye, 5 excused. As for Senate File 154, are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 55 aye, 5 excused. As for Senate Joint Resolution 2, are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 55 aye, 5 excused.
Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the House, Senate File 36, 47, 48, 52, 59, 100, 154, and Senate Joint Resolution 2 have passed the House. We're at that order of business on third reading regular list. Mr. Speaker Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Pursuant to House Rule 7-3, I request that Senate Files 15, 37, and 53 be laid back one day.
Mr. Speaker Pro Tem, could you repeat that one more time?
Yes, Mr. Speaker. Senate Files 15, 37, and 53.
Absent objection, Senate Files 15, 37, and 53 are laid back one day. The first bill for our consideration is Senate File 45. It has an amendment. Representative Clem. Excuse me. The reading clerk first has to read it a third time. That's how we do this. So the reading clerk will please read the bill.
Senate File 45, introduced by Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions, Liquor Dispensing Rooms, an act relating to alcoholic beverages, be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
Representative Clem.
Thank you, Mrs. Speaker. I would respectfully withdraw Third Reading Amendment Number 1 to Senate File 45.
Third Reading Amendment Number 1 to Senate File 45 has been withdrawn. Having been read three separate times, Senate File, the question is, shall Senate File 45 pass the House? The Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Allen.
Aye.
Baker. Excused. Barlow. Excused. Lightman.
Aye.
Blackburn.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Bovee.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Clausen excused. Clem.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Court.
No.
Crank.
No.
Dayton.
Aye.
Edwards.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Ayer.
Aye.
Flitner.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Furphy.
Aye.
Garou.
Aye.
Gray.
Aye.
Greer, excused. Haley.
Aye.
Hallinan.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Henderson.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Jennings.
Aye.
Kinner.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Larson Lloyd.
No.
Larson Dan.
Aye.
Lindholm.
Aye.
Lone.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
McGuire.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
No.
Obermuller.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Pelkey.
Aye.
Pipirinen.
No.
Ponell.
Aye.
Salazar.
Aye.
Schwartz. Excused. Summers.
Aye.
Steinmetz.
Aye.
Sweeney.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Closing vote. Are there any changes? Closing vote. The vote is closed. 48 aye, 7 no, 5 excused.
Senate File 45, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of members elected to the House, Senate File 45 has passed the House. The next order of business are bills on committee of the whole. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, we're going to consider three bills on general file, Senate File 133, 51, and 147.
Can you repeat that one more time?
Senate File 133, Senate File 51, and Senate File 147. And with that, Mr. Speaker, I move the House resolve itself into the Committee of the Whole.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed say no. Representative Sweeney.
Order. The committee of the whole will please come to order. First bill for our consideration is House Bill 133. Okay. And I ask that the back row with the B's in the last name be gentle. So, with the chairman, so. Okay. Would the reading clerk please read the bill?
Senate File 133, sponsored by Senator Hastert, postmortem despoiling penalties, an act relating to crimes and offenses. Mr. Chairman, your committee number one, Judiciary, to whom was referred Senate File 133, engrossed, postmortem despoiling penalties, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Baker, Biteman, Jennings, Kirkbride, Olson, Pelkey, Pownell, Salazar, and Winters. Signed, Representative Kirkbride, Chairman.
Thank you. You have heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Chairman Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that Senate File 133 do pass. For the explanation, I turn it over to our good colleague from House District 52.
Thank you. Representative Pownell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This bill basically was brought to us it started from an individual that was very close to a case that happened not long ago. But the bill is basically, talks about mutilation of a dead human body and the penalties and exceptions that go with it. What happened in this bill, they requested that the felony imprisonment for not more than 5 years, as you see in the statute there, that instead of three, and it increases the fine from $5,000 to $10,000. Also, it goes down into, on page 2, line 8, it talks about that basically on an autopsy, this would not be pertinent to that. And then in line 12, it would add on there to a person who mutilates a dead human body to conceal a felony is guilty of this and is, of course, punishable by imprisonment of not more than 10 years and fine of not more than $10,000 or both. We did hear testimony in our committee from an individual that had a relative that succumbed to a case that included a homicide, and that there were some other mitigating circumstances in that case, And if this bill would have been in effect, that they could have charged one of the charged both of the individuals with this, but one of them in particular. Also, we did hear testimony from the local from prosecutors that that would be doing these cases, and they were in favor of this and felt that that it could help in future cases that may come along. And we may have heard of some of those cases that happened in the past. So I would urge your support in this bill and would take any questions.
Chairman Northrup.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We had one of these cases in our county, and I wholeheartedly agree with this bill. It's probably the one of the things that needs to happen. I fully support it.
Question? Pardon? Representative Connolly.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Okay, so I'm curious about the need for Section C. Why do we need a new section when we have Section A, which says currently that a person who dissects or mutilates a dead human body is guilty of a felony, and then goes on? So it seems to me that this is a bit repetitious.
Representative Punnell.
Mr. Chairman, in this particular case, what had happened, they weren't involved in the first phase of that case. They become involved in the second part and actually help conceal the initial crime. So this addition to that statute would help considerably in that case. Also, there will be probably a little further look at this particular line here, and there may be some additions. So it does assist law enforcement in the prosecution in proceeding with these cases. So it is a benefit, and it would be needed in many cases that would pertain to one that I'm aware of, and I'm not going to go through the particulars of it. Thank you.
Question been called. Are we ready to vote then? Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
The bill is Senate File 133 has passed Committee of the Whole. So. Next bill for our consideration is Senate File 51. Will the reading clerk please read the bill?
Senate File 51, sponsored by Appropriations, Approval of Water Funds Transfer. Mr. Chairman, your committee number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 51, Approval of Water Funds Transfer, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Burkhart, Larson, Nicholas, Schwartz, Summers, Walters, and Wilson. Signed, Representative Nicholas, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure? Chairman Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that when the committee of whole rise and report, it do so with a recommendation that Senate File 51 do pass, and I'll provide a brief explanation of the bill. Ladies and gentlemen, the Wyoming Water Development Commission has various funds that they used for water projects, and particularly on dams and other things like that around the state. It came to our attention that they were moving funds from these funds to other funds in order to basically protect the funds and make decisions on expenditures that we as a Joint Appropriation Committee wanted to know more about and to approve it before they actually do that. And so basically, that's what this bill does. If you'll see down at line 13, it adds the Joint Appropriations Committee to be notified on their annual reports. And on line 3, that the transfer of those funds can only be done after the approval of the legislature. So, thank you.
Question being called. Are all those in favor of Senate File 51, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Senate File 51 passes the Committee of the Whole. The next bill for your consideration is Senate File 147. Will the reading clerk please read the bill?
Senate File 147, sponsored by Appropriations, Livestock Inspections and Investigators, an act relating to livestock. Mr. Chairman, your committee number 2, Appropriations, to whom was referred Senate File 147, engrossed, Livestock Inspections and Investigators, respectfully reports same back to the House with the recommendation that it do pass. Ayes, Representatives Burkhart, Larson, Nicholas, Schwartz, Summers, Walters, and Wilson. Signed, Representative Nicholas, Chairman.
You've heard the reading of the bill. What is your pleasure?
Mr. Chairman, I move that when the committee of the whole rise and report it, do so with the recommendation that Senate File 147 do pass, and I will turn the explanation over to the good representative from the west side of the winds.
Representative Summers.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Members of the 64th, I bring you Senate File 147 and ask for your favorable consideration. So, remember in the budget bill, your Joint Appropriations Committee moved several agencies out of general fund onto their own fees, and we provided some fee bills in the process that allowed this to happen with minimal disturbance. So one of these efforts was in the Livestock Board. So remember, we took the investigative unit and we eliminated it except for one position, but then we also took a significant portion of brand inspection and we moved it out of general funds and back into Livestock Board fee funds. And so we did that to the tune of $500,000 annually, which will be $1 million biennially. And so it's already structured in statute. So I think the easiest way to go from here is just to walk you through the bill. So we go into 11-2408, Examination of Agency Records and Report, subsection B, and basically I'm going to read this. Starting at the bottom of page 1, I'm not going to read it all. But based on the budget adopted under this subsection, the board shall set the user fee for all activities under the program at no less than the minimum fee provided for in this chapter. Each fee may be adjusted not more than one time per fiscal year and by not more than 20% in any one fiscal year. The board shall report annually by November 1st to the Joint Agriculture, State, and Public Lands and Resource Interim Committee with respect to the budget adopted and fees set under this subsection. So when we moved that $500,000 over from general fund to other funds, it may require more than that 20%. And so we felt if we went to 25%, the way it was brought to us first, if we did the whole flop of brand inspectors, it would take a 50% fee increase. And somewhere between 20 and 25% is probably going to allow them to shift this 500%. So with this amendment, what this bill does is simply shift that 20 to 25% fee increase in any one fiscal year. So that I would stand for questions.
Thank you, Majority Floor Whip Summers. Representative Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I dread asking a question to this body right now, but I do think this needs to be asked. When we adjust it from 20 to 25%, what does that mean on average for as far as costs? Raising it a quarter over a year could be significantly excessive financially. I'm just wondering what that means.
Whip Summers.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. So if we look at some of the current brand inspections, so if we look at cattle, it's $1.50 currently. So if we raised it 25%, you know, if it was 50%, it'd be 75 cents on that, so it'd be 36, 7 cents on top of the $1.50. So that's a rough number. So that gives you an idea. I'll run down what it currently is. And if you add on that 25%, it gives you an idea. So $1.50 would probably go to $1.80, somewhere in there. It's 30 cents for sheep. So I haven't figured all of these out, but it just goes up 25%. Horses, it's currently $10.50. Surcharge is $9. So it just depends on how much they ultimately end up needing and which ones of these fees that they would decide to raise. So it kind of depends upon what the board decides to raise. And then it would also include brand recording fees. They could look at increasing brand recording fees as well.
Call for the question. Ready for question being called. All those in favor of Representative Nicholas's motion that when the committee of the whole rises to report, do so with the recommendation that bill number 147 to pass. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed?
No.
Why did you do that? Chair is in doubt. All those in favor, please stand. All those against, please stand. Being less than 32, the motion. Is there a protest, Representative Blackmon? Okay. The Senate file 147 passes the committee of the whole. Majority floor leader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move the committee of the whole rise and report.
Aye.
Opposed?
The reading clerk will read the committee of the whole report.
February 17, 2017. Mr. Speaker, our committee of the whole, having had under consideration bills on general file, beg leave to report as follows. Senate file 133, recommended do pass. Senate file 51, recommended do pass. Senate file 147, recommended do pass. Signed, Chairman Sweeney.
Chairman Sweeney.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that the adoption of the committee of the whole report, that it be approved.
You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. Thank you and congratulations.
It's got to be the shortest committee of the whole.
Members, before we take the motion to adjourn, as you know, Haley Fry left, and then she found out she could come back. And she enjoyed her experience so much here, she decided to come back and work here for a couple more weeks. But today is certainly Haley's last day. And you might recall that when I read a little bio to you a couple weeks ago, that she's a Cheyenne Central Indian, and that she plans on attending the University of Wyoming and major in business and minor in political science, and she'll be the first in her generation to attend college. Yeah. So I would like to give Haley a little privilege of the floor.
Well, now I'm all emotional. Thank you. So by now, many of you know me, and I am so glad that I have had the chance to come back and work for the 64th Wyoming Legislature for a month now. I've had the wonderful pleasure to work with a great group of people. I got up here last time, and I talked about wanting to involve more youth in government and politics. And a few days after I gave my speech, I started to think about there has to be more behind why our youth does not want to involve themselves in government or politics. So being the curious young adult I am, I started asking around at school why people didn't tap into the world of politics or government. I got a variety of answers that pushed me into what I now to believe to be the right direction. And like I said before, politics deals with messy and complicated situations, and to truly make a difference, everyone must find a cause and advocate for it. Our government works best if every one of its members participates. This helps to ensure that it runs smoother as a whole. Older and younger generations need to come together and take interest in politics and government and learn from one another. First, however, those senior to the young adults must help to spark their interest. While at school, I asked why youth didn't involve themselves in government or politics, and I received responses such as, I don't like politics because I'm too young for it to relate to my life, politics and government are confusing, politics are for old people, my cause isn't that important, and the last one shocked me a bit. I don't involve myself in politics because I know my voice and my one vote won't make a difference. These are just 5 of the 75 responses that I received. However, I can honestly tell you that to hear these statements is heartbreaking. To know that my peers think that they can't make a difference is saddening and, frankly, a bit insane. Everyone is passionate about something, whether it be sports, our environment, LGBTQIA+, DECA, FBLA, religion, education, speech and debate, or everyday jobs. I found that passion is the key to getting the youth to involve themselves in government and politics. One person with a passion for something and a goal to make a change is all you need. Finding a passion and learning to fight to make a change or to advocate for a cause can draw everyone into the world of government and politics. This is the starting point in being able to open the eyes of the youth and let them see that what goes on in their everyday lives relates back to the political and governmental world. Let me take a step back. Often we youth get brought down by the idea that we need to change the world in an earth-shattering way. Most youth like the idea of making a big impact, and there's nothing wrong with that. However, we do need to set realistic expectations. Most of us aren't going to change the world in that big of a way. This shouldn't stop us from becoming involved. Everyone can start small and make local differences for the better. Over time, once one understands how the system works, they can go on to make bigger and better changes. Once one establishes a cause that they are passionate about, they can make an impact and live knowing that they serve a greater purpose. We youth can rise up and become greater than ever imagined. Politics is for everyone. I cannot stress the fact enough that youth should learn now that everything that goes on in our daily lives relates back to our government and politics. It is our responsibility for those of us who are involved in government and politics to open the eyes of the youth. We can show them that the world can be a better place with their involvement in it. Everyone can expand their knowledge of government and politics. Everyone has a voice and opinion that should be heard. Everyone has a cause they can and will fight for. By explaining this to the youth in Wyoming, it can spark interest in government and politics. Politics and government can become less scary by having those senior to us lead the way towards a better future. Once the youth understand that we can make a difference or a simple change, it will spark a chain reaction that will create a better world. As I come to a close, I leave you with these words. We youth look up to you and watch everything that you do. And I mean everything. Our future is in your hands, but no pressure. One day, your futures will be in the hands of the youth that decide to step up to the plate and take the matter into our own hands to make a difference. I plan on setting out and sharing these words with my peers. My goal is to increase the amount of youth involvement in government and politics. I have found a cause that I am passionate for, and I plan on seeing it through. Thank you to everyone who has allowed me to come back, and thank you to the staff behind the scenes and to the members of the 64th Wyoming Legislature. I have seen you all at your most passionate moments and the way you have changed Wyoming for the better. I know that the youth and I will one day be able to do the same. I now ask our Lord to watch over each and every one of you to help you to improve Wyoming to better the citizens' lives. Thank you for having me. I admire each and every one of you, and I aspire to be just like you. Thank you.
Well, Ms. Fry, we really appreciate all your hard work running all those messages to the chairman on the committee of the whole day. You've certainly made the 64th House of Representatives a better place. And so really great job. We're really proud of you. And like we tell these little fourth graders that come to visit us, you know, your first year in college, is whether you go to a college down the street or across the country, first year is always tough because it's such change and all that, but just hang in there and make it the best year of your life. And then your sophomore year in college, make that the best year of your life. And so we have so much confidence in you, and we're so proud of you. So we appreciate your service to us, and we wish you the rest of your senior year just a great year. So thank you very much. Hey, good job. Representative Winters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. May I have the privilege of the floor?
Please proceed.
Ladies and gentlemen, just about 30 minutes ago, one of the latest Wyoming residents was just born into the world. My little niece, her name is Grace Emily. She hasn't been weighed or measured yet. But all of that to say, you know, we're making decisions today that will affect her and Haley, and it's just a privilege to serve here. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Congratulations, Uncle Winters. That's awesome. Representative Lindholm.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. Somebody left a pair of glasses on my desk, so I wanted to announce that if you're missing your reading glasses, they're on my desk.
Probably someone over 40. I think we found him. Thank you, Representative Lindholm. Now, members, just talk about the Constitution for a minute. And so if you go to Article 3, Section 15, it says, neither house shall, without the consent of the other, adjourn for more than 3 days, nor to any other place than that in which the two houses shall be sitting. Okay, so you're going to hear a little bit different motion on adjournment today. And I think the majority floor, you have the time. We're going to come back just a little bit earlier in the senators, but we're going to give you a little extra time at home, hopefully one more night at home. So with that, Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn until 10 a.m. Tuesday, February 21st, 2017, and I further move that the House specifically consent to the adjournment of the Senate until the same time.
Mr. Majority Floor Leader, I'd like to suggest a technical correction. Could we move that time from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m.? I consider that a friendly.
So moved.
1:30
p.m. Tuesday, February 21st.
Okay, are there any committee announcements? Chairman Nicholas.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Joint Committee on House Bill 1 and Senate File 1 will meet on adjournment on February 21st.
That is Tuesday. Okay. Thank you. Chairman Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm a bit confused here because we were going to schedule a meeting for 8 o'clock that morning. So, any suggestions on how we might proceed? Should...
Mr. Chairman, have you scheduled that already for 8 o'clock?
No, it's just about to be announced here. Public. I don't know if it's gone out on the waves yet or not.
Well, as chairman of the committee, you can schedule the meeting whenever you'd like.
Okay. Judiciary Committee number one will meet Tuesday at noon in room H38 to discuss Senate File 129 and gross sexual assault school employee, and also to have a bit of a preliminary discussion on interim topics. Thank you.
Chairman Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Revenue Committee will be meeting Wednesday, February 22 at 9 a.m. and will be discussing Senate File 97, tobacco settlement data sharing.
Chairman Eklund.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 8, Transportation, Highways and Military Affairs, will meet Tuesday, the 21st, upon adjournment in Jonah Room H37 to discuss Senate File 170, Engrossed Unmanned Aircraft. We'll also, as a group, just the House, talk a little bit about interim topics and kind of be prepared for that joint meeting that we'll also, I'll announce it as well, a joint meeting with the Senate to talk about interim topics on adjournment Wednesday, the 22nd.
Vice Chairman Laux.
Mr. Chairman, your committee number 9, Minerals, Business, and Economic Development, will be Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock in room H37 to discuss one bill, Senate File 119, Engrossed Grand Teton National Park Transfer of State Lands. And following that, we will discuss interim topics. Thank you very much.
Vice Chairman Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 5, Agriculture, will not be meeting on Tuesday morning at 8 o'clock. However, we will be having a joint meeting with our colleagues down the hall upon adjournment on Tuesday, February 21st. And to be considerate to our elderly compatriots, we will be meeting in S27 on their side of the building so that they don't have to use their walkers and their scooters to get down here.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Hunt. Representative Lone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your Joint Conference Committee number 1 will be meeting Tuesday, February 21st at 12 o'clock noon in S27 to discuss House Bill 113. Thank you.
Any other announcements? Okay, members, travel safe on your way home. You've heard the motion, majority floor leader's motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. The House is adjourned until Tuesday, February 21st at 1:30 p.m.